Welcome to Jaguars Postgame. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor break down today's game. You'll also hear from head coach Gus Bradley, as well as Jaguars highlights. Jaguars Postgame is brought to you by Geico, Farrah & Farrah, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation, and by Everbank. Jaguars Postgame starts right now.
From the HenneyAutos.com studio at Everbank Field, welcome to Jaguars Postgame. Final score, Lions 22, Jaguars 17. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor. We're awaiting the first word with head coach Gus Bradley. He'll meet up with Jeff Lagerman outside of the Jaguars locker room momentarily. But, boy, guys, Blake Bortles, what a night. 20 of 29 passing, 245, a touchdown, long drives again. It just keeps building and building as this preseason went on, Fred.
Yeah, he's gotten better each week. Last week, the week before that, we all talked about consistency. And he's shown. He's poised. The awareness is there. He's going through his progressions. First receiver, second receiver, the check downs, the short routes, touch. Has a lot of accuracy. And getting out of the pocket, running it, you know, averaged over 11 yards to carry on the runs tonight. So he's solid. That's what you want to see from him.
How about a slide here or there?
That'd yeah, mix nice that in, see. Right?
Well, yeah.
He's got great awareness, though. I mean, he feels that rush, Fred. He's spinning off guys. He knows when to run. He knows he doesn't do it foolishly. He does it in key points, and it usually converts first downs when he does it. And really spread the ball around tonight, too, man. He had so many different guys involved. I mean, his big guy out there is Allen Robinson. Pretty quiet night for Allen Robinson, but it didn't seem to matter. That he had picking out targets over the middle, up the sidelines, underneath. He was doing it all.
The beauty about what Blake is doing, and he's getting, as you mentioned, he's getting the ball to everyone. But to get the tight ends involved, then the screen plays there, it's going to be hard to stop that offense, especially when Julius comes back.
Yeah, I was about to say, no, not all the tight ends are out there now. I mean, Julius, the biggest weapon's not even on the field.
It was a night when they couldn't move the ball in the running game, right? And had this been last year and they couldn't do that, it would have been in trouble, I think. You know, but here's an occasion where at times he's getting pressured, he shrugs it off. It just goes to show you, to me, what good quarterback play does. You can have a bad running game. You can have a leaky offensive line. And if a guy is hot, and I thought there was a point in the middle of the second quarter when he was just feeling it. And, I mean, it just shows it can overcome a lot.
Let's go outside of the Jaguars locker room. Jeff Lagerman has the first word with head coach Gus Bradley. Jeff?
Thank you, JP. Gus, didn't get the win tonight, but you had to be pleased with the offense. Three scoring drives out of their five total, and one of them was downs at the five-yard line. Very productive.
Yeah, you know what? They came out, and I thought executed nicely. Again, it's a preseason game, but, you know, to come out at home like we did was a good start.
And the quarterback just seems to get better and better and better. And a couple times I'm holding my breath going, it's not the regular season. Can you get down?
Yeah, no, I know. We'll go through that on tape and make sure, you know, we got to make good decisions. But, you know, especially that first drive, you know, go back to that. Was it 15 plays, 80-some yards? And we had some adversity in there with some penalties. We had some guys coming up and making some big plays. I thought a well-executed drive showcased a lot of individuals making plays.
T.J. Yeldon gets his first look at the pro game. Statistics certainly didn't jump out. How do you think he did?
Well, I mean, he had, eight or nine touches on the ball and stuff. So made a good catch and, you know, made a guy miss in the open field. And, you know, he needed this. He needed to come out there. Got a touchdown, although it was close. A lot of great learning took place for him, even though a limited number of carries.
Golden Tate has a 62-yard catch, a couple other things that you would term explosive plays on your defense. That's got to bother you a little bit.
It does. You know what? And, you know, we came up with trying to get pressure on the quarterback, a couple of new things that we threw in defensively just to try to, you know, stimulate the defense a little bit and give them credit. They made a nice play. They had time in the pocket, and they executed. So the explosive plays saw enough good plays that you know we can build on. We just got to eliminate those big plays.
And find a way to get a takeaway. Still didn't have any tonight.
No, that, you know what? That is discouraging. Sometimes that will come with, you know, tips and overthrows and getting the ball out. I think you saw there's guys, sometimes we weren't tackling as good as we need to because guys were going for the ball. So the mindset is there. We just got to finish it.
Couple injuries tonight. Brandon Linder left the game with what appeared to be a left foot or toe injury. Also had an injury to Clay Harbor. Looked like it might have been a calf. And and your Leo, Andre Branch, left with a knee injury. Any updates on them?
You know, Brandon Linder, it is a toe, but I think he was in a situation probably could have came back. Andre Branch, we'll see what the MRI shows tomorrow on him. But, you know, all accounts, hopefully good news we receive from there. Allen Robinson, you know, returned the game. And Clay Harbor just had an ankle twist, so hopefully he'll be in good shape as well.
All right, thank you, Gus.
Okay, thank you.
Gus Bradley with Jeff Lagerman outside of the Jaguars locker room. We'll come back in a moment. More from Fred Taylor, Mike Dempsey, and Jeff Lagerman inside of the Jaguars locker room. Preseason week 3 in the books. Lions over the Jaguars 22-17. We continue after this on Jaguars Radio. This portion of Jaguars postgame is brought to you by your Southern Ford dealers. Final score in preseason week 3, Lions 22, Jaguars 17. We go inside the Jaguars locker room. Jeff Lagerman has T.J. Yeldon. Jeff?
Thank you, J.P. T.J., first game action, first NFL exposure. What'd it feel like?
It felt pretty good, you know, finally get a chance to play after a couple of months having not been able to play since college. So it felt good, you know. I got a little adjusted to the game speed, so, you know, I got stuff to improve on. So I'm going to go watch him and see what I can do to improve.
I noticed the one play that you got to the outside, you actually used your left hand, which is where your sprained finger is at, on the stiff arm. Must be feeling pretty good.
Yeah, it's feeling pretty good. You know, I got the little cast to cover it up. But, you know, it didn't hurt when I did that. So, you know, it's still getting better. So got to get a little bit more treatment on it.
You looking forward to next week and then getting rolling?
Yeah, I'm excited to look forward to next week, you know, see what I can do against the Redskins.
Thank you, TJ.
T.J. Yeldon with Jeff Lagerman, and the final numbers on Yeldon tonight, 8 carries, 10 yards. He had the touchdown, but that might have been a little bit of a welcome to the league moment there on the goal line, right, Fred?
That was a very generous call. But you got to take it. You know, the good teams, man, they get those calls.
Is that what it is? That, does that signify the Jags are now a good team? He got about a foot within the goal line of maybe, you know, the length of the football, and they gave him the TD on that one.
Let's go back inside the locker room, and Stefan Wisniewski is with Jeff Lagerman. Jeff?
All right, thank you, JP. Interrupted his post-game meal, a little sun chip, potato chip actions here in the locker room. Is that typical of you after the game?
Just got to get some carbs in, you know, whatever it is, doesn't matter.
Tonight, big challenge against the Detroit Lions. They got a pretty stifling front. You guys weren't able to run the ball, I'm sure, like you'd like, but the pass protection seemed pretty good. Was the continuity starting to build today?
Yeah, I think it was. You know, we lost Linder there early, but Shatley filled in well. But, you know, the rest of us been playing a lot of snaps together, and I think we're feeling pretty comfortable together. And like you said, a lot of good pockets for Blake. He had some good time back there, and we got a lot of weapons. So if we give him time, I think our passing game should be solid.
With Blake back there, you guys were able to put 3 scoring drives together, the fourth one you had downs at the 5-yard line, the other one it was just the end of the first half. And watching him make plays the way he does, I know that you were with a talented young quarterback in Oakland, Derek Carr. You got to be excited.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Blake's really impressed me so far. He's smart. You know, he knows how to make his reads, and, you know, he makes good decisions, you know, really quickly. And once he decides where he wants to put the ball, he's got the arm to get it there. And, you know, like I said earlier, with the weapons we got, I really expect we can make a lot of big plays in the pass game.
What's conversations with him like? He's still a young quarterback, but do you see that as a young player he's starting to understand a lot of things?
Yeah, he really is. I think he's learned a ton from Greg Olsen. I mean, Olsen's just thrown a ton of information at him, but he's just soaked it all up. And you can tell he's hungry to learn. You know, if something's ever, you know, he sees something kind of a defense does something new to him, he wants to figure out why. He wants to study it. He's going to learn it, and he's not going to, you know, make the same mistake twice. And that's exciting to see. I think that's what all the great quarterbacks have.
Looking forward to having games that start to count.
Absolutely, absolutely. You need these, you know, to get ready. But I certainly feel ready, and I think, you know, the offense as a whole looks like we're ready for a real one.
All right, thank you, Stefan.
Thank you.
Stefan Wisniewski with Jeff Lagerman. Let's finish our thoughts on Yeldon. We'll get to the offensive line coming up. But, you know, there was early in the game a pass to Yeldon made a guy or two miss there. And that's when he gets in space, he can make a guy miss and get that extra yard.
Yeah, that's the reason they went up and drafted him so high. I mean, he is a kid that he's very talented. Shifty, has a lot of moves. And right there on the right sideline on that second down pass, maybe second and 10, He made 12 or 13 yards, made two guys miss, right, left him in their tracks.
He said he's looking forward to see what he can do against the Redskins. He may be the only one, Fred. I don't want to see him out there against the Redskins, right? I mean, as many guys as we saw go down, and hopefully nobody's significant tonight, have you seen enough from T.J. Yeldon? Are you ready to push him forward to the season opener?
You know, I like what I saw a whole lot. He's a kid that he can roll it up in there and press the line of scrimmage. He doesn't waste a lot of time laterally. He gets it back vertical.
Let's go back in the locker room. Devon House with Jeff Lagerman. Jeff?
All right, thank you, JP, here with Devon House, cornerback, also a little bit of an avid golfer. Got to watch you play a little golf in the offseason. Devon, defensively for you guys, I know Gus Bradley always preaches about the lack of explosive plays. You guys gave up a couple tonight, but how did you feel overall about your performance?
Overall, I mean, I think we did pretty good. There was either one or two plays that, as a group, we wish we can take back in the passing game. But besides that, overall, it was pretty good. Wish we got our hands on the ball more this week. But, I mean, the picks are going to come. When they come, they're going to come in bunches.
When you play against the Detroit Lions, Golden Tate made the Pro Bowl last year, came over in free agency with the Seattle Seahawks. But, boy, don't you want to face a guy like Calvin Johnson, even though it's preseason, but just the test to play against a player like that?
Yeah, that was our plan, was to have him out there, and we were going to do some type of matching on him and Golden Tate. But as you can see, he didn't play today, which we were kind of bummed for, just because it's preseason. It's a good time to do some things that we want to try out against these elite receivers.
As a defense, one more opportunity to gel prior to the opener against the Carolina Panthers. You guys feel you're ready for it?
We were ready for week four preseason. And after that, then we'll be ready for week one. And the preseason is big. That's where we fine-tune our techniques, our plays, things like that, so that when week one's here, we're ready to go full speed.
Thank you, Devon.
No problem.
Devon House with Jeff Lagerman. We continue a little bit with the offensive line. We'll get to defensive backs and secondary a little bit later in Jaguars postgame. But you heard from Wisniewski moment ago. Shatley came in, and how did the line look after Linder went down? Overall, how was the line tonight offensively?
Now, I thought they protected well. You know, Blake did have an opportunity to stand back there and go through his progressions. You want to see him improve in the run game. That'll only make the offense as a whole, the entire unit, that much more dangerous and hard to defend.
This was the first time in the preseason that the Jags haven't had some big runs in a game, you know, 10, 12 yards here or there. That just didn't happen tonight. What was the reason why? Why?
You know, again, I think it starts with those guys up front. Okay. You have to get a Lions defensive line some credit. They're a good group, a good unit. But I think that our guys, they've been sort of seasoned to they're protecting better. Okay. You know, and it's not a bad thing that the run hadn't picked up yet, because we are still churning out long drives. I mean, they had a 80-yard drive, another 80-yard drive, another 80-yard drive that didn't score. We went for it on fourth down. So
they're
moving the ball. I mean, whether pass or run, you want to see runs. I want to see runs. But, you know, they are being consistent for the most part at moving the ball, and that's what you want to do, whether run or pass.
Yeah, 13 out of 16 on third down tonight. That's right. Why they're stringing those things
right
together. I mean, and Blake was deadly in the first half on third downs.
Yeah, and we want to see a lot more.
We'll take a lot more of that. No doubt.
Yeah. Well, I've complained about 80-yard drives. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. That makes a lot of sense. Follow the Jags to London this season. They'll take on the Buffalo Bills at Wembley Sunday, October 25th. Packages include once-in-a-lifetime experiences and events that you don't want to miss. That includes exclusive NFL-only parties, VIP areas, flights, hotels, and more. Visit NFLonlocation.com or call 866-890-1799 to speak to a travel expert today. When we return, the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast questions from Fred Taylor. Final score, Lions 22, Jaguars 17. Jaguars postgame continues after this on the Jaguars Radio Network. Back inside the HannityAutos.com studio at Everbank Field, Jaguars postgame rolls along. Final score 22-17. The Lions get it done tonight at Everbank Field over the Jaguars. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, prior to the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor. It's time now for the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions of the Game for Fred Taylor. Brought to you by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Fred, are you ready?
Of course. Let's do it.
Let's start off with Blake Bortles. Not sure what your expectations were for Blake in the preseason, but did Blake exceed your expectations in this preseason?
Almost definitely. I mean, in every aspect. He's shown that he's poised. He's been the leader that he was a year ago coming in as a rookie. His arm looks stronger. I mean, it could be me, but the accuracy is there. He's improved all the way across the board.
That's the good, Fred. On the other side of the ball, what's your biggest concern on the defensive side?
Well, I don't know whether the point at the defensive line for lack of pressure or the secondary for giving up the big plays there in the pass game. You have to have pressure up front to take pressure off the guys on the back end. So my biggest concern, just to throw it out there, I'm going to go with the secondary.
We heard that comment earlier on the pregame show. We talked about that.
Consistency.
Today too. That's right. Finally, other than Blake Bortles, who is your star of the preseason so far for the Jags?
Oh, man. It's a toss-up a little bit, but I'm going to go with the right tackle, Parnell. We signed him. He's come in, and I think he's been consistent. And having a young team, young unit up front, across the board, the entire team, I want to just see consistency. That's my theme for this season, consistency. And he's been consistent, in my opinion.
You have it. The Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast questions and answers of the game from Fred Taylor, brought to you by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. That right side of the line, you talked about it with Linder in there. He got injured tonight with a toe injury. Gus Bradley, you just heard him say that he could have come back in. Actually, it was reported during the game he had his helmet on, wanted to go back in. They said, forget it, you're out. So that doesn't sound as bad as it could have been, which is good news. But the right side of that line now, Fred, with Wisniewski in the middle, Linder at right guard, Parnell on the right, you put Mercedes Lewis on the outside of that, guess what? That's a pretty good foursome right there.
Straight downhill. Again, we talked about in the pregame, just call it a power play. Right side, 32 ISO, 32 power. Let's give it to Toby, the big back, and just let him get downhill. Let the guys make a double team, push the defense off the ball.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked a lot about a running game to take the pressure off the quarterback. Right now, it looks like the quarterback is going to open things up a little bit for the running game this year.
You know what? Any quarterback that has the athleticism as Bortles does, as well as being able to throw on the edge that well in boot plays, play action, I mean, he'll take some pressure off the run game, but the run game has to help him out because he's going to get a little weary and leg tired, and that can affect his arm strength and getting those ball on the outside. So he's going to help him early, take some pressure off, but they have to pay him back.
When we come back on Jaguars postgame, more with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey. Highlights, the Bud Light play of the game coming up a little later. A final Everbank stats check, the final score tonight. Lions 22, Jaguars 17. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Beard Jewelry at the St. John's Town Center in Jacksonville, where exceptional is affordable. Final score, Lions 22, Jaguars 17. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Fred Taylor on Jaguars postgame from the HananiaAutos.com studio at Everbank Field. Let's take a listen to the highlights from tonight's game. We'll pick the Bud Light play of the game as well. Jaguars offense got it going early tonight after Detroit started the game six plays and punted away. The Jags started at their own 18-yard line, drove 15 plays, 82 yards in 7 minutes and 51 seconds, capped off Bortles to Allen Hurns, a 13-yard score.
Second and goal now from the 13. 3:24 to play on a turning clock in the first quarter. Play fake. Throwing into the end zone. That is going to be a touchdown for the Jaguars. Bortles and Allen Hurns on the post pattern, and the Jags strike first.
There were plenty of key moments in that drive, guys. The Hurns sideline catch. Lewis had a catch on that play. The scramble from Bortles to get it going too, and boy, another long sustained drive for this team.
Yeah, a lot of good throws, and they finally, Fred, punched this one in. It wasn't a fourth down situation like the first game where they might have kicked that field goal in the regular season. We wanted to see them come out, stick it in the end zone. They did that early.
They came out. It was fast, 15 plays, 82 yards, touchdown. That's what it's all about.
Rasheem Mathis was beaten for the touchdown.
He had a rough day.
Well,
he did.
Yes, he did. We'll get to that on the next Jaguars drive too. It was a six-play, 80-yard drive, but a pass interference on Mathis in the end zone against Allen Hurns. The Jaguars were set up right near the goal line. Yeldon stopped one time and then another time for the rookie out of Alabama.
Alo-Alo ahead of Yeldon. They give it to TJ. Yeldon dives. He didn't get there that time either. Is the ball on the ground? is the ball. The Lions are pointing. Now the Lions are pointing that it's their ball. There's no signal from the officials.
Well, one thing that happened is that TJ's forward progress was stopped.
Right.
And he lost it as he was getting pushed backwards. But the ball did come out, but he was on his way back.
Touchdown.
Now Ed Hockley says touchdown. What an odd play. One official.
That was a touchdown for Yeldon. They reviewed it. No conclusive evidence to overturn the ruling on the field. What do you think? Touchdown, Fred?
You know what? It's a touchdown. They called it a touchdown. The bad thing there, the ball came out. It hit the ground. Fumble. The good thing is he didn't extend it or try too hard, which is a smart play. So immediately what I saw is that this kid is a smart player.
Jags led 14-0. Stafford then a three-play, 85-yard drive. It was a 62-yard touchdown pass to Golden Tate.
It's Stafford, play fake, dropping, fires it deep down the left sideline. That is going to be caught, and it's going to be a touchdown for Golden Tate. He beat Aaron Colvin. Aaron had pretty good coverage, but Tate beat him for the long touchdown for the Lions.
So Colvin beat for the touchdown, 14-7 Jaguars. Next drive, Stafford finds Fuller, a four-yard score, and this makes it a one-point game.
Center of the running back. They throw a little slant to the right side this time, and that's going to be a touchdown for the Lions. A little slant to the right, Corey Fuller. First catch of the game for Corey is a touchdown, and the Lions a point away from tying it up.
And the extra point attempt hit the upright. No good. 14-13. Jaguars hit a field goal. Myers in the second half, 35 yards away. 17-13 Jags. Brenza good from 51 later in the game for the Lions. 17-16. And then in the fourth quarter, Zenner. He's been running around all night long. This from 3 yards away for the go-ahead score.
Zenner, the running back. They give it to Zenner, the rookie. He moves the pile. No sign yet. Touchdown, Lions. Detroit has scored with 1:41 to play and has taken the lead over the Jaguars.
He's a South Dakota State Jackrabbit, and he scores a touchdown. The two-point conversion attempt was no good. The final score, 22-17, the Lions over the Jaguars. The Bud Light play of the game tonight, we'll call it the Hearns touchdown.
Gotta be.
Bortles to Hearns, 13-yarder on the opening drive, opened a 7-0 lead. That's the Bud Light play of the game. Brought to you by Bud Light, who reminds fans to stay in the game and drink responsibly. We'll come back in a moment with an Everbank stats check. Final score, 22-17, the Lions with a win over the Jags in preseason week 3. Jaguars postgame continues after this on the Jaguars Radio Network.
This portion of Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Geico, Farrah and Farrah, and by Everbank. Jaguars postgame continues right now.
Jaguars postgame rolls along from the HananiaAutos.com studio at Everbank Field. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor. Final score 22-17, Lions over the Jaguars. Republic Services is the undisputed leader in recycling in Northeast Florida. The official waste provider of the Jags, proudly serving the residents and businesses in Northeast Florida for over 30 years. Call Republic Services for all of your waste and recycling solutions, and they will take it from here. Now time for an Everbank final stats check. And we go to the halftime stats. That tells a lot of the tale tonight. The starters for the Jags came back out first drive of the second half. But at halftime, the Jags had 254 total yards, 213 through the air, 41 on the ground, as we said, and perfect on third downs at that point. I think 6 of 6 at one point, and 6 of 7, then just kept going in the second half, converting on third downs for the night. But couldn't run the ball well, but Blake made up for it with his legs, with his arm as well, and got the job done tonight, Fred.
Yeah, they got the job done. I'm sure Coach Olsen, he can sleep well at night, so far at least. But Blake's an extremely talented guy. He can get out there on the pocket, like I said earlier, and that's going to help the run game. I think the run game usually comes last, in my opinion. Through my experience, I think the run game is usually the one thing that comes last. And if they continue to just have that patience, allow Blake to get out there and make the good decisions that he's made so far in the preseason, then I think they'll have the luxury of waiting for that run game to come around and allowing the offensive line unit up front to gel a little bit more.
I think some credit to Greg Olsen here as well, because, Fred, we're seeing more guys, to my eyes, that are coming open free based on kind of the patterns, right? We've watched this team play for the last few years, and we watch their opponents, and we say, why can't we have guys run wide open like that? And tonight we saw a half dozen examples of that. Blake found them, and it was different guys practically every time making plays.
You know, the system is the system. The NFL is such a copycat league, and you – typically, you get offensive coordinators that steal a little from this guy or steal a little from that team or that coach. But I think the difference is the type of players you have in your system. You have some guys that are better at running crossing routes. You don't have the tall, long receivers. They're not so good at running a shallow route. Maybe they're better at running a 15-yard out route. So I think what I've seen to this point is he's putting those guys and allowing them to use their strengths. Short routes, digs, zigzags underneath, causing different matchups there. And Blake is getting it out to them fast and allow them to use their gifts after the catch.
We've noted Blake's numbers tonight. They bear repeating: 20 out of 29, 245 yards, a passing touchdown to Allen Hurns, a rushing touchdown of his own, also the leading ground gainer for the Jags, 4 carries for 38 yards. They don't want that to happen too often. No running back averaging more than 2.4 yards a carry for Jacksonville tonight. Receiving, again, Blake spread it all around. You had Brian Walters throughout the game with 5 catches, was the most for the Jags. Mercedes Lewis, 51 yards on 3 grabs. And Brian Walters, again, Fred, he kind of bobbled one, but he held on to it. And other than that, I mean, the guy's had sticky hands, and it seems like he's making the most of his opportunities right now. I find it hard to believe that he's not your number 5 wide receiver on this depth chart at the moment.
I mean, you look at Tandon Dawson. He's a guy who's, you know, he's been around. But Walters, he's going to put some pressure on him. He has another look next week. The coaches will go back and evaluate them, and we'll see what happens.
2 drops for Tandon Dawson tonight as well.
Right. And Tony Washington's still in the mix as well, right. So that might well come down to the final week. There's your EverBank final stats check. We'll come back in a moment and pick a Safe Touch Security player of the game. This probably shouldn't be that hard tonight.
Not at all.
We'll do that in a moment. We'll leave people in suspense. Final score, 22-17, the Lions over the Jags on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame continues. The final score tonight, Lions 22, Jaguars 17. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor. It's time to pick a Safe Touch Security player of the game. The voting procedure is this. Mike, you get a vote. I get a vote. Fred gets a vote and a half. So if there's a tiebreaker or something like that, we can outvote Fred.
We got to make it exciting.
Right.
We do need to make it. I don't think this one's all that
this
exciting.
This is not exciting tonight. But, Mike, let's start with you.
Sure. I'm going to pull one out of left field. You guys are probably not expecting this to come your way. But number 5 played pretty well tonight, the quarterback.
Okay.
And, you know, young guy only in his second year. I don't know. Not a whole lot expected out of him. But, come on, 20 out of 29, 245. Touchdown on the ground through the air. We were waiting to see that. Just really, the numbers themselves don't, I don't think, tell you the story of how good he looked tonight, Fred.
Yeah. You know, it's does that mean I get to give you my choice?
No,
or
no,
should
go
I?
Ahead. No, there's plenty of options.
Do whatever you like
right now.
He only has one vote right now. He could lose.
Right. You could.
You know, I was going to expand on the number 5 thing. But,
you like that?
Yeah, I'm just going to go left, right, all the way left. And make it exciting. I like Cap Cappy.
Oh, what? Here we go.
Just because.
Left field.
Can I say?
That's not even a vote.
It's your vote.
I mean, it's a vote.
Okay.
I mean, I just want to give you guys a chance to
let JP
to win,
be the deciding.
So if I vote for somebody else, Cap Cappy wins. That's how this works. Because you get a vote and a half.
But what does he win?
Player of the game.
Wins your recognition.
Security. I don't know, yeah.
The honor of being named player of the game.
Well, I guess we'll have to outvote Fred tonight because Blake Bortles is the player of the game.
I think he felt pretty safe in voting for Cap there. Yeah. It was going to be okay. It was going to end up in the right column.
Now I'm going to switch. Blake was the man.
He's
a beast.
He switches.
He's a beast. He's been beast in the preseason. Beast in the preseason. Okay. It's the reason for the season.
Let's get it in the season. How about the regular season?
Right,
that'd
we
be
need
nice,
it.
Right?
It's
oh,
late,
yeah.
folks.
20 for 29, 245. a touchdown for Blake Bortles tonight. He is the Safe Touch Security Player of the Game, and we'll call it unanimous tonight. We'll back in a moment with the Baptist Health Injury Report. Final score, 22-17, Lions over the Jags. Jaguars postgame continues in a moment on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame rolls along. Final score in preseason week 3, Lions 22, Jaguars 17. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Time for the injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing healthcare for good. A few scares tonight for the Jaguars. Linder, the right guard, with a toe injury, and you heard Gus Bradley earlier say that, well, he had the helmet on and was ready to go back in. They said, you know what, forget it. We'll probably get more on that tomorrow, but it doesn't sound as bad as it probably could have been. Andre Branch, Gus said MRI tomorrow. They'll know more about the knee injury then. Clay Harbor had an ankle twist, and that didn't seem too serious. And Alan Hearns left the game with hip tightness, really a precaution by the team tonight. But boy, when you have Linder and Branch go down, two guys that are going to contribute for you, at first you don't know the extent. That's not a good scene, Fred, at all.
Oh, most definitely it's not. But I don't want to take the toe thing. Gus said he doesn't think it's a big deal.
Okay.
You know, and we say toe. I remember Deion Sanders' career, you know, being put off with turf toe. And not until my last year in New England, I would poke fun with guys with turf toe when the Danian had it. And it's a really tough injury because think about it. You have to push off with your toes, your feet. And I don't want to take it lightly. Hopefully it is minor for the offensive line's sake. But we'll see. We'll see what the update is. But the toes are those things hurt. Trust me.
He's the most significant guy that got hurt tonight, I think, in terms of what going forward on this team.
Yes.
But it sounds like Branch, they're keeping their fingers crossed. You know, Gus, even further post-game comments, that I think they're fearing the worst, hoping for the best in that situation with Andre Branch.
We're burying the lead here. You were making fun of LaDainian Tomlinson for a turf toe? No.
You know, for me, you know, I tore my groin off the bone.
That's the rumor, yes.
You know, like, hack, just whack down the middle. You like the sound effects? Make sure you get that. Whack. But, you know, that was tough. And when you say toe, you say it's a toe. It's not that big. It's just a toe. And, yeah, I sort of poke fun at those guys. Like, hey, tough it up, man. I've gone through a lot more. But the turf toe, it is the business. It's the real deal.
You got to run with your feet, too.
Got to run with your feet.
That's the way that works.
Yeah.
There you have it. The Baptist Health System Injury Report, changing health care for good. We'll come back in a moment. We'll preview Thursday's game in Washington, the preseason finale against the Redskins coming up, and we'll wrap up Jaguars postgame. Final score, 22-17 Lions on the Jaguars Radio Network. Final moments of Jaguars postgame, the final score tonight. Preseason week 3, the Lions win it, 22-17 over the Jags. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey. Pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor. Boy, the Jaguars will go to the Washington Redskins, FedEx Field, coming up Thursday night for the preseason finale, and it would be a shock if starters played long at all, if at all, in this game on Thursday night. You know, there are going to be some initial cuts this week. I think Tuesday is the official deadline, if I'm not mistaken, sometime in the afternoon. So you'll be down to 75 players going into the final game. But, Fred, this is the last game is for the guys really making that last roster cut. To they'll get the bulk of the playing time to see who makes that 53.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the pregame, I said tonight was the Super Bowl of the preseason.
You did.
And, you know, guys went out there and put what they had to do what they had to do and put that on tape. I think the younger guys, after this cut down, the younger guys have an opportunity to get out there. And typically these guys will be, you know, pretty much filling spots for the practice squad, I have to be honest. But that doesn't mean not to go out there and do your best, because Jacksonville isn't the only team in the NFL. There's 31 other teams, so you want to make sure you put your best on film.
There's a few guys I'd like to see. I'd like to see a little bit more Nick Marshall, Corey Grant next week. We saw the big return from Nick Marshall tonight. That fifth wide receiver battle may play out finally. The backup safety behind Cyprian. I didn't think Lawson had a particularly good game in the first half tonight. I thought he a little weak in in run support. But, you know, the rest of it, what I want to see, I want to see the plane land safely back in Jacksonville, right? I mean, honestly, I don't need to see Blake. I don't need to see Chad Henne, for that matter, next week. You know what you've got in those guys. Anybody that you think is integral to getting off to a fast start this year, wrap them up. Let's move on.
Yeah, you just run them before the game.
Yeah, they can stretch. I'll let them stretch. Yeah,
some wind sprints. They'll need it.
That's good enough.
They have to get used to those 16, 17, 18 play drives, so wind sprints will be perfect.
Good point. I hope we get used to those, man.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be nice. Yes, eat sir. Some clock. How about that? 7:30 kickoff Thursday at FedEx Field. And the good news, just looking at the weather on the TV after the game tonight, looks like the track for the tropical storm is going out in the Gulf of Mexico.
So practice
schedule for the Jags might have been a concern next week when you're going to get on the field, at least from the cone of uncertainty, as they call it, is going a little further west.
It's a female hurricane. She's going to do what she want to do. She might loop back in this thing. Go that way.
That's Fred Taylor, the pride of the Jaguars, running back at his finest, for sure. Well done, Fred. We'll talk to you next week in the pregame.
That's right.
How about that?
See you, Freddie T.
Mike Dempsey as well. That'll do it for Jaguars postgame. Stick around for those on our flagship station, 1010XL in Jacksonville. The scoreboard show is next with your calls. 1-800-355-NFL1. 1-800-355-6351. VP of Communications is Dan Edwards. Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are the producers. For Fred Taylor, Jeff Loggeman, and Mike Dempsey, this is J.P. Shadrick saying goodnight. Final score, 22-17 Lions on the Jaguars Radio Network.